Shine FM's Parenting Moments each week with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you. A great topic we've kicked off here in January. We're going to be continuing for the next week. 9 tips for talking with kids about trauma. And as Kimberly's mentioned a few times, moms and dads, if you want to kind of keep the kids away from maybe hearing some of the stuff right now, you can go back and listen anytime at Kimberly's website, eckertcenter.com.
Yep, then all they have to do is click our podcast button, and then they can listen to the episode.
Sounds good. Okay, we're on to number 3 on our list.
That's right. So this is all about listening. Although we always want to be good listeners for our children, Mike, it is especially crucial in the wake of a traumatic event. That means giving them our full attention and not jumping to judge or minimize what they're saying, no matter how silly or illogical it may seem.
Yep.
For example, if a child's afraid that every plane overhead carries a bomb, it might be better to say, "Oh, I understand why you're scared," instead of stuttering out a horrified, "No, of course not." The other thing that I love to say to kids is, "Wow, that is a scary thought. Let me give you some more information about planes." And then I can give them some more accurate information that not all planes actually carry bombs, very few do, and that we can then discuss like passenger planes, taking people on fun holidays to Hawaii.
Yeah, oh, that's a good way to look at it.
By your ability to listen calmly, even to concerns which might seem unrealistic, you are really communicating to your kids that their fears are not too frightening for you, the parent, to handle. So, if children's fears sound vague or jumbled, you as a parent can help gently summarize what you're hearing. So this is what we call organizing a child's internal world. Well, it sounds like you're feeling, or you might ask a few clarifying questions. That's interesting. Can you tell me more about that? And again, as you're collecting that information, you can start repeating it back, and this will help your children to communicate more clearly to you all the upsetting thoughts, feelings, and images, and fantasies that they're creating that then you can begin to support through solid information, while still making sure that the child knows that their feeling is welcome here.
Very good stuff. Of course, asking clarifying questions, not only for this situation, but in many conversations to avoid going down the wrong path. So that's good info. So we're going to continue with the topic here about talking with kids about trauma next week again. But for now, Kimberly, can you share a little bit about Eckert Center?
So we are a full one-stop shop for families. So you can come for counseling, you can come for learning assessments, you can come for supplementary education services. So kids who have learning disabilities or attention difficulties, who need more help with their academics or social functioning, we have our coaching services here too. And we have a north-south location, and we provide services online. So use those benefits that renewed this year. And
good point.
We're going, yes, and we're going to help a family today with a free gift certificate to get started with a consultation with one of our team members. And let's go with caller number 5 today.
Caller 5 right now, 403-276-8888 for a chance at that. Again, thank you very much. Great information that I know moms and dads are being helped a lot with. Kimberly, thank you for checking in with us each week. And we'll do it again next Wednesday.
I look forward to it.